Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-Fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome this Thursday, April the 7th. Are you up early with me? 5 a.m. You can listen to the show on the legendary KWXY. Here come the station numbers, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. I think of myself as the opening act for Dan McGrath in the morning, because he takes over after we play my music, by the way. From 6 to 9, he plays other people's music, so you can dance around your house, get your blood flowing, get going. And then when he's finished at 9, switch over to the other iVox station, KGX Radio, where I started at 9:20 a.m. 26 years ago, or 99.1 FM, and listen to, you got it, The Joey English Show. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. Have you got your day timers close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Thursday, April 7th, Coachella Valley Economic Partnership presents the Coachella Valley Fast Pitch. It has nothing to do with baseball. Entrepreneurs, you can submit your business ideas Thursday, today, 2:30 to 4:30 at the College of the Desert. The website is cvep.com. April is Innovation Month in Riverside County. All of the month. Check it out on the website, Rivco, R-I-V-C-O, innovation.org. Here's dinner and a show. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. That's at 71560 San Jacinto Drive in Rancho Mirage. The food is provided by Aqua California Bistro. See, I say food and I can't talk. I need therapy. Dinner and a show. The food is presented by Aqua California Bistro, April 15th and 16th. Get tickets and information, desert-theatricals.com. Okay, here comes our legendary moment. The legendary Wink Martindale presents his legendary history of rock and roll. Today, from 1 to 3, on the, you guessed it, legendary KWXY. And you can go to his website, winkmartindale.org. I think I've been telling you .com. Sorry about that. And we want to announce that Wink's book, The History of Rock and Roll, has been designated a finalist in the New York Festival Radio Awards. That's huge. Congratulations to him. Okay, Joey pals, time for, ready for it? Palm Springs has the Walk of the Stars. Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. But the Joey English Radio Show has the Talk of Stars. Get it? Get it? Get it? We've got a local treasure for you today and an international treasure. We say hello to Wink Martindale.
Thank you, Joey. It's a pleasure to be with you and an honor as well.
What a great radio voice. Have you ever thought of a career in?
You know, the amazing thing, Joey, is that over the years, as you get older, your voice changes. You know, it loses some of the quality. But I can take a piece of tape from when I worked for Gene Autry in Hollywood in the 70s, a piece of tape from then, and put it, edit it with a piece of tape from today, and you can't tell the difference. So I feel very blessed that I still have the same voice that I've always had.
I agree. I do too, but I can't sing anymore. I've got a tear or something, some Julie Andrews thing going on. But you sound just 17.
But I can't sing.
Oh, well, let me work on that. Okay. This is how we start, Joey pals. We start with, where were you born?
I was born and raised in a little town of 25,000 people called Jackson, Tennessee. It was about equidistant between Memphis and Nashville. And I had one sister and three brothers. There were seven of us who lived in this very small house in Jackson. And we didn't have a lot. But when we were growing up, we didn't know what we didn't have. So we were okay. And an interesting thing. My dad didn't make a lot of money. I remember at Christmas time, he had got a $100 bill, crisp new $100 bill as a bonus. And then they would give him a year's subscription to Life magazine. So I grew up reading the pictorial Life magazine. And to prepare myself for radio, I didn't know at the time, but I would tear out the advertisement pages of Life magazine, and I'd go into the back bedroom, close the door, pretend I was on the radio. This is when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, because I always wanted to be on the radio. And I would pretend I was on the air, and I would ad-lib around the advertisements, pretend I was doing a commercial. And I was ready for that first job in 1951 when they wanted to interview me as a 17-year-old kid.
Did you have a happy childhood?
Very happy, yeah. My brothers were excellent athletes. I wasn't as good an athlete, but I could talk better than they did. And my sister, who's still living, she's, I think, 91 now, and she lives in mid-Florida and is in good health. And, yeah, in answer to your question, very happy childhood.
Where are you in the birth order?
Well, I would be number 4. My third brother, David, died at the age of 46. He had a brain aneurysm. My oldest brother, Kenneth, served in World War II, and he made it through that, and he came home, and he lived a good long life, and so did my brother, Leo. And they were both excellent athletes in high school and college. Leo could run like the wind. And Kenneth, he was such a good punter that they nicknamed him the Toe. So, yeah, we lived on Burkett Street. And the kid across from me, if you're wondering how I got the name Wink, the kid that I played with in the neighborhood had sort of a speech impediment, Jimmy McCord. And instead of coming up with Winston, it would come out sounding like Winky. So I became the Winky Martindale of the neighborhood. And then, of course, when I got into the business, you don't walk down Hollywood Boulevard with a name like Winky. So I shortened it to Wink, and it served me well.
I love that. Were any of your family in show business?
None of them. Nobody but me. Nobody was crazy enough but me. But it was something I always wanted to do. Like I mentioned a while ago, I wanted to be in radio. There was something fascinating to me that you could talk into one of these things that I'm talking into now, and you could hear that person on the other end of the radio speaker. So I ended up listening to radio a lot as a kid. I remember I had my favorite shows. Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, it was Gene Autry, Melody Ranch. And then, strangely enough, ironically enough, years later, I ended up, working for the guy in the white hat at KMPC in Los Angeles. And another show that I loved was Mr. District Attorney, Champion of the People, Guardian of Our Fundamental Rights to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Now, you're looking at a person who some days doesn't know his name, but I can remember this. The introduction of Mr. District Attorney. And it shall be my duty as District Attorney not only to prosecute to the limits of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens. The title role, Jay Johnston, Lynn Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Vola played Miss Miller. That's what a big fan I was of Mr. D.A. And quickly, one morning, I was morning man at KFWB in Los Angeles in the early 60s. We were the number one rock and roll station in L.A. And when I'd get off the air in the morning, I'd go downstairs and have breakfast with a bunch of my friends, and then I'd rush home to watch Password, which was my first, real interest in the world of game shows. But one morning, I'm sitting there, and the guys that I always had breakfast with knew my story about Mr. D.A. And one morning, one of them turned to me. His name was Gil Bogus. He said, Wink, you see that guy out there with the walking cane? He said, that's Jay Johnston, who played Mr. District Attorney. You should go out there and say hello to him. I said, I don't want to bother him. But they talked me into it. And I went out and I tapped him on the shoulder. And I said, Mr. Johnston? And in that mellifluous voice, he turned and said, yes? I said, you don't know me from Adam, Mr. Justin, but my name is Wink Martindale. I'm a DJ upstairs at KFWB, and I knew who you were out here. So I just wanted to come and tell you how much your career, your particular show, Mr. DA, meant to me as a kid growing up. Well, Joey, you would have thought that I had given him a check for $1 million. He said, let's go in and have a cup of coffee. I said, you got it. And we sat over in the corner, and he regaled me with stories of classic days of radio back in the day. And I was just blown away, just blown away.
You were meant to be there. My story is a fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust. And I cannot tell you how I feel about Clayton Moore, and he can leave the mask on. I know a cute little piece of radio trivia. Do you know who the first Lone Ranger was on radio? Da, 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 da.
The first Lone Ranger on radio.
I think it was in Detroit.
And I think he turned out to be a very successful radio announcer.
He was also a very successful director and movie star. Initials O.W.
O.W. I'm not going to take it.
Orson Welles.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, I may have made that up, but I read it somewhere that because Rosine Supple, where we are on Radio 920, where I started 26 years ago, her dad owned WJR in Detroit. No, is that WJR? Yes, and the Detroit Lions. And so she's taught me a lot of that trivia from that era of radio.
Well, even if the Orson Welles story is not true, it's a wonderful story.
I still watch, I only watch The Lone Ranger when it's Clayton Moore on the television, not John Hart.
Well, that's another radio show that I listen to. I don't know.
The Shadow. Remember The Shadow?
Who's what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow do.
Remember? Yeah. Bromo Seltzer. Bromo Seltzer.
Yeah.
Jack Armstrong.
The All-American Boy.
For those of you at home, entertain yourselves.
Yeah, entertain yourselves while Joey and I talk.
What an honor it is to be sharing the heartbeats with Wink Martindale. So you're out of grammar school. Did you go to high school, college, right into radio? What?
Went to grammar school in Jackson, Tennessee, as well as junior high and high school. And when I got out of high school, I went to Lambeth College in Jackson, a Methodist college, for 2 quarters. And then I dropped out because I thought I was by now in radio. And I thought, why do I need an education? I know everything. That's you know, the way it is when you're 17 or 18. You think you know it all. So I worked in Jackson in radio. And then I went to Memphis and worked for the station of my dreams. The show of my dreams on radio was to do Clock Watchers on WHBQ Radio in Memphis. And I auditioned. When I got to a certain point, I was 19 years old. I sent an audition tape to WHBQ's program director, thinking I'd never hear from him. Within 2 weeks, he wanted me to come over for an interview. And I did. My dad drove me over. I got the job, and I was given the show Clock Watchers, which I always listened to growing up as a kid going to high school in Jackson. All the kids in Jackson listened to WHBQ because they were 5,000 watts, and they came into Jackson like a local.
I love it. I think I grew up listening to KJOY. Everybody, entertain yourselves another minute. Stations west of the Mississippi versus east of the Mississippi. We're the W's. No, we're the K's. You were the W's.
That's right. Yeah, I started on WPLI. Then I went to WTJS. Oh, and then to WDXI. One was 250 water, one was 1,000 water, and one was 5,000 watts.
There you go. See, it's a numbers game. Okay, now did you move out of the house then? Were you still living at home? Now when you were 19, you moved away? Or?
Yeah, I moved to Memphis when I auditioned, got the job at WHBQ Radio. And it was my mentor, John Cleggan, the general manager of WHBQ Radio, who talked me into going back to college. He said, Wink, no matter what you do, no matter how successful you are or unsuccessful you are, you should get your college education. So I went to Memphis State University, which was Memphis State College in those days. The year after I graduated, it became university. But anyway, I was working hard in those days. I would get up in the morning at 4 o'clock. do Clock Watchers, the radio show at WHBQ from 6 to 9. I would get in my car and rush out to Memphis State, and I took 16 hours, and I got out of my last class at 3 o'clock. Then I'd rush over to WHBQ television, where I did my first television show called Wink Martindale of the Mars Patrol. And by the end of the day, 6 o'clock, 6:30, I was wiped out. I had to go home and, you know, study my books for the next day at college. It's amazing what you can do when you're young.
Joey Pals, this is Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate. When we come back from our commercial break, we'll go to segment 2 and we'll talk about the amazing career of our special Talk of Stars guest, Wink Martindale. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.